Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's just ask the Lord to bless our hearts and our ears and our minds and the words that come forth from my lips in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that they would be words to empower, to energize, and that they would be a release of revelation of the kingdom of God for all who have ears to hear. And we thank you, Father, that we have ears to hear and that we are listening in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I think that we want to just a brief review of Wednesday night, because it says in Hebrews 12:28, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, we talked about an unshakable kingdom, to recognize that the kingdom that we've received from the Lord is an unshakable one. We received it. We received the whole thing. When we entered into the kingdom of God, we received this whole package, but we know that that package has to be opened up. But it is an unshakable kingdom. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, you are unshakable, because the kingdom that you've received is unshakable. That is a fact. Now, whether we dwell in that place, that's our choice. But it is unshakable, and we need to come to that understanding. I had someone who wrote me almost line upon line back in an email, different things as they went through this devotion. First thing they said was, I'm sitting here trying to digest this. I'm not sure if I can speak, but I'm going to try. Because they were realizing that the unshakable kingdom that is ours, the importance of being in that kingdom, but the enormity of believing that that is ours. And yet it's as simple as can be. It's a fact. It's the truth. It's as much the truth as if someone's walking down the road and you stop and you say, would you like a ride? And all they have to do is open the door and get in, and they are in the kingdom of that vehicle, and they're going to go where that vehicle goes. And you, being a righteous person, would take them wherever they want to go, or you would let them out wherever they want to get out. It's an unshakable kingdom. It is just as sure as that. Now, that's simple enough to understand. If I'm walking, somebody drives up, says, would you like a ride? I say yes. Then I need to open the door. Then I get in and I'm in. And the kingdom of God is just that simple and that unshakable.
Amen.
Get in and then stay in. Now, the idea of interest rates had many, many, many different topics. The first one that just came to my mind when I was driving down the road was, are you interested? And realizing, you know, a long time ago, we had a message about Duff de Hoff, the depth of your faith determines the height of your flight. Okay? The depth of your interest in the kingdom is going to determine what you get out of the kingdom. How interested are you? Now, we could say, well, I'm interested, I'm here, aren't I? Well, you can be here, but not all that interested. It's entirely possible to be here and not interested at all. It's entirely possible to be here and go on a wave of interest. Oh, I like this song. I don't like this song. We can be interested. We can be interested in worshiping God, or we can just find worshiping God interesting. In other words, it's part of our life, but maybe it's not all of our life. When I go to the bank, sometimes I look and I see what the interest rates are. And it's always a joke. Like, I don't take receipts when I go to the bank. I said, save it. Lower the overhead, maybe you can pay me more interest. It's not that there's a huge amount in any one place, but it's interesting to see the interest rates. Well, the interest rates that are offered say to me how much they want my money. Now, there are some investments that will send you. There's letters all the time that are coming in. Oh, man, go with us. Go with this brokerage. We've had 500% gains in the last 3 months. That sounds pretty good. I don't have time to study how true they are, nor am I interested. Sometimes people will call and they'll say, well, would you like to make an extra $1,000 a week? No. You wouldn't? No. Not the way you want me to do it. I don't really have, oh, you don't have that need? No. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich. Oh, well, that's real good for you, sir. But couldn't you use something more? No, I'm content with the way things are right now. I've got other ways and other means to do it. I don't have time to deal with you, but you know, I appreciate, you know, you're taking the time to do this. And sometimes they just flat almost tell you, boy, you are stupid. That you don't are interested in this, you know? Well, I don't have to be interested in what they say. Now, sometimes they'll have something that I've read about or I've heard about, and I'll find their spiel a little bit interesting, so then I'll question them because I know something about what they're talking about. Sometimes when you question them because you know something about what they're talking about, you find out that they don't know what they're talking about. They're just reading you a little spiel. Wow. That has some spiritual application, doesn't it? We don't want to have just a little spiel that we've memorized and that we're reading to reveal the kingdom of God to people, do we? No, I mean, like, okay, let's say that Ken tells somebody Jesus loves you, and they say, okay, how? What do you base that on? Well, if all it was is a spiel, then it would be, well, he just does. Read the Bible, you'll find out. But let me tell you how I've experienced Jesus' love. Let me tell you how sure I am that not only that he loves you, but he really can do more than you can imagine, because I've experienced it myself. And not only have I experienced it, but I'm planning to experience it more. Come along with me, for I want to see the man walking on the water. You know? Not just a spiel. So anyway, the amount that they are willing to pay, that someone is willing to pay in the interest, lets you know how bad they want to get their hands on your money. You know? I mean, if the bank one day, if you drove by, there was a big sign that said, now paying 10% on certificates of deposit. That would tell me that they found a place that they want to invest big time, and they're willing to give you 10% on your money. Well, I would be out looking for people to give me money to put in at that rate. You would be wise to take a guaranteed rate like that. But it would be telling me they've got something good. Now, the real wise person would say, if they're willing to give me that, then whatever they're in must be going to pay them more than that. Now, I'm interested. Some people are so interested, they'll research and they'll find it for themselves. They'll find out where the investment bankers are going with, because they're interested. It isn't just, they don't just drive by and say, oh, that's interesting, they're paying 10%, and keep on driving. There's tire marks outside of that place where people are screeching and going, ah, I want in now. You know? Why? Because that's interesting. How interested are we in the things of God? How interested are we in the kingdom of God? Is it just interesting? I can stand here on most any given Sunday, and I can find it interesting, the vehicles that are driving by with a lot of orange hats on, or the fishermen, you know. It's interesting that they're fishing and they're hunting. That's interesting, you know. But it's not interesting enough for me to get interested and say, whoop, gotta go. All I gotta do is get out here, put out my thumb, I'm going fishing and hunting too. I mean, you know, it's okay. Golf. Golf is interesting to me when Tiger's golfing. I don't ever watch a tournament unless he's golfing. I'm not interested enough in it to play the game. I'm not interested in it enough to be able to give you the stats, give you the number of wins, give you the number of strokes. I'm not interested in it enough to be absorbed by it, but it's interesting. It's not on my mind every moment. It's not like when the tournament is on that I'm up here going, oh God, we got to cut this baby short. Got to get over to watch a little golf, you know? Because the fact of the matter is that it's not even interesting enough to me to just demand that I get to watch my channel. Now, sometimes, you know, sometimes the girls have other things to do and they just don't bother to come in. And sometimes Vicky becomes a real martyr and she comes and sits down with her knitting and actually sits there and says, see, I'm watching. Now, when she does that, there's something up. But usually when she does that, we channel surf. You know, because it's not something that I am so interested in. It's not my point of interest. There's a difference in things being interested and us having an interest in things and us being interested in them. How interested are we? The psalmist said in Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits on His word, and I do hope. And I do hope. I'm interested in the Lord. I'm interested in His Word. Now, our interest in something can also be nurtured, right? And it can be deepened by an understanding of it. For instance, if we have a little interest in something, and then we find out that this little interest that we have could really be beneficial to us. Are we or are we not most interested in things that are beneficial to us? We put the most effort into things that are beneficial to us. Correct? We have the best attitude toward things that are beneficial to us that we enjoy. So now we not only have beneficial to us, but things that we enjoy. Okay? A lot of people go to work every day at jobs they don't particularly enjoy, but it's beneficial to them to show up. Correct? When they enjoy it, now it's a double dose. Not only is it beneficial, but I like it. Consequently, the interest deepens. Now then, if that job happens to have an opportunity to advance in it, then people will jockey for position to advance. Some people, you know, they will say, there's no opportunity for advancement in this job, and they'll switch jobs. Or, there's no opportunity for advancement in it, but I like the check. I know a Christian person works at that job as though they're doing it unto the Lord, and the advancement will come from the Lord no matter what. So they have a benefit anyway. And they also, if they're interested in the Word of God, they say, okay, I will consider this all joy. I'm doing it for the Lord. So you see, the interest in the Lord is intended to overflow into everything else. But if we don't have that interest there in the things of God. You know, how many of you have ever done something that you would be honest and say, I only did it because the Lord would like me to do it? Yeah. Like, I have to forgive them. Oh, I have to love them, but I don't have to like it. You know, I mean, hey, but that's not all bad. That means that you were willing to stretch yourself. You were interested enough in the things of God to give it a try. Now then, as interest deepens, we go to the place, wait a minute. I'm going to get to the place where this isn't begrudgingly because I have an understanding in my heart that it's going to be even more beneficial to me to do it the way that the Lord really wants me to do it. And if He says I can consider it all joy, here I go. I got joy. It works. But how interested are we in seeing it work? Well, we become more interested the more we believe it. If that bank that had the big sign up that said paying 10% interest today turned out that you walked in and said, oh, that's a misprint. You ever get a sales slip from a store or something that had a price on it that you knew was too good to be true? I called a place one time, they had a price on a vehicle that was way too good to be true. But I was hoping they would honor it no matter what. Oh no. All they could do was say, thank you for noticing that. We've got to give a heads up to everybody. Thank you for noticing that. I should have gone in with money. Found somebody, bought it, and drove off before they could catch it. No, that's a misprint. I'm sorry, it's not my problem, it's in the ad. No, they weren't even interested in honoring it. I was interested. I was so interested I called. I was so interested that I said, I'll bring the cash. But they weren't interested in my offer. How interested are we in the things of God? You see, the first thing that came to my mind, after that came to my mind, how interested are you? The first scripture that came to my mind was a scripture where Jesus said to the man, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And my translation of that was, by the way, if you're interested, everything's possible to them that believe. Just in case you're interested. Now, when Judy gave her praise report, Sarah became so interested she wanted to know the rest of the story. She was interested enough to ask. You know? How come we don't know? I don't know. You probably didn't read your email. You didn't call me. I just got your right email address. I still been sending them out to horsewoman. I never did like that horsewoman thing. I think it's from that old movie, Dustin Hoffman.
Little Big Man.
Yeah, and there was horsewoman in it. That was a picture. I guess horsewoman was not a pretty girl like you. But anyway, you know, I mean, but the point of the matter is you were interested enough to say, how about filling us in? And if I'd have said, no, you'd have sat there and been mad at me, you wouldn't have heard a word I said the rest of the day. And then you'd all had me for lunch when you went home. Yeah, you'd have been stuffing food in your mouth and talking about me. What's the matter with him? Too much volleyball. Oh. But, you know, I mean, really, that was sort of what Jesus was saying. You know, if you're interested, if you'd like to go a step further, if you'd like to go a little bit deeper, all things are possible with God. As we come to believe that, you I was so glad that I'd already spent the night considering this. When I got up this morning and I'm reading my Bible, and in my Bible where I'm reading, it's Ezekiel, and it's God saying to Ezekiel, if you don't do this right, their blood will be on your hands. If you do it right, their blood won't be on your hands. And I'm sitting there going, I'm so glad I am so interested in the things of God. I don't do it just for me. I do it for you too. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I seek the Lord for me first. I want to be so convinced and so deeply rooted in it that then I, in my being convinced of it, I can convince you. It's not just a spiel. It's not just, well, this is what the Bible says. You'll never hear me say, this is what the Bible says, but we really don't go along with that. Okay? There are actually places where I know that it says that, but we don't really believe that way. That's a sad statement, isn't it? Well, they aren't very interested. Not only are they not interested in the advancement of the kingdom of God, they're not interested in entering into that kingdom of God, and they are not interested in other people advancing in the kingdom of God. There are places where they are fearful of the people becoming too interested in the things of God, because if they become too interested in the things of God, they might leave. They might advance and prosper. They might become one of those. Folks, I'm one of those. And I'm interested enough to go to whatever extent it has to be so that I can join the psalmist in saying, I wait for the Lord. I hope in His Word. I hope in the Lord more than I hope for the morning. You see, if I'm hoping for the Lord more than I'm hoping for the morning, if morning here doesn't come, I'm there. But if I spend my night hoping in other things and not trusting in the Lord, I'm going to have a miserable night. I don't want to wake up there miserable. You know, there are some people who would not want to go to heaven right away because everything isn't the way they like it here. And then there are other people who would like to just get out of here because they don't think anything here can ever be right. But both of those are wrong. How interested are we in what the Lord can do? How interested are we in what the Lord has promised? I talked about the people driving by, you know. I mean, Brother Ken is a pretty avid hunter and fisher. Like, he can't think during certain seasons of the year. That's what he said. That's what you have. Yeah. Oh, Lord. That's right. We're still in one of those seasons. Am I here? Am I really here now? You were interested. You're not. No. But, you know, and I mean, it's not just something that you know, goes out and does once in a while. It's something that he thinks about until he gets to do it. And not only that, he practices it. He studies it. He's got it down pat. I'm at his house. He says, you want to shoot my bow? I'm going, just because you can pull up your bow and you can pull it back and hit the target does not mean that I'm not going to send it down to VentureCom. Obviously, he wasn't thinking when he offered to let me shoot his bow. It's his liability that insurance that'll pay for where it goes. I don't, you know, I mean, yeah, maybe, just maybe, I get hit, right? You know. But at the same time, you know, it's like, you know, he's got a little break and runs up and kills that target a few times. Ready, you know. Interested in it. I substituted at school, and one year they had 89 hours of deer hunter videos. And so these kids would sit there and go, oh, I just can't wait to get on with this one. You know, you got the guy
they're whispering about the dog. Oh, look at that one. Man, my heart starts pumping, and I start sweating. It's so exciting, you know.
I won't tell you what I thought the guy was ready to do. Okay?
Can we sign up for that?
I can probably find you the videos. But, they're interested in it. They eat, sleep, think it, can't wait for the next time. Have you seen the Shields advertisements of the guy that, I golf this way, or I hunt this way, or I do this, and it's so that I can give the people their greatest experience? Well, I'm a God advertiser. And I'm here to tell you that if you experience God, all that other stuff will be even better. But without God, all that other stuff is just stuff. Like you said, Judy, there's a lot of people in military intelligence, and they're walking around, and they've got authority, and they've got power, but they ain't got nothing like you got when you're doing it in the power of God. Amen. We have a Congress of people that have lost their minds. They don't have the slightest idea about people or what people think or care about people. They're just in power, and they obviously don't have God, but one day. Amen. The Lord is able. The Lord is able. And that ought to be enough to get us interested in seeing the Lord do His works, His marvelous works there. The thing is how interested are we really? Are we willing to take 2 minutes sometime today to talk to ourselves and say, how deep is my interest? Now, you can't spend 2 minutes doing it, but if you'll start with two, you'll be in good shape. Are we interested enough? Are we confident enough in the promises of God to get interested enough in them to see them manifest to us, through us, for us, everywhere we are? Because you see, we have a sign that advertises to the Lord our interest rate. What we are willing to give for His deposit in our account. Yeah. The bank is more than happy for you to have everything you own in a savings account. Or better yet, in a checking account, because that doesn't pay any interest, literally. Savings is only a little bit more than none. But fortunately, at this point, they still aren't charging to keep it there. And safety, not charging to check your account online if you're an online banker, But it's like, yes, we want it, and if you had $4 or $5 million sitting in the bank and you went in and asked for it all, they would probably get interested in your account, real interested in your account. But for those of us that don't have quite that much, they're very nice and they're very congenial, but they aren't going to make you a special deal to keep keeping your money there. We say to the Lord, I am interested and my level of interest is revealed by the level of my effort. Now, you don't work yourself into the kingdom of God. You walk in there for free. But if you're going to mine treasures, it's going to take effort. It's going to take interest. It's going to take seeking. Seek me while I may be found, God said. Why, is He hiding? No, He's not hiding. But He's saying, seek me. Stay interested enough to seek me. It's not, if all we are is, like I said, it's interesting. It's interesting to go to church, Some people think the Bible is an interesting book. It's just a book. But not interested enough to actually worship or fellowship, Some people think it's interesting enough to, I go to church, but the interest ends when we walk out. you know. Others, you know, maybe have their cursing and swearing and drug sex and rock and roll under control, but, you know, that's about as far as their interest goes. Well, then we're going to reap about as much interest as we offer. We're going to have as much of a deposit as the interest that we have. I want God to make a huge deposit in my account. I mean, we could say, well, he's already made quite a deposit. He deposited his son. Isn't that a big enough deposit? Yes, that's a wonderful deposit. But it's the beginning of the kingdom of God. It's the beginning of the entrance into the kingdom of God. It's not all the fullness of the kingdom of God. It's not the end of our salvation, because we are pressing toward the mark for that prize. Paul was still going. This one thing I do, I forget what's behind. I'm going for some more. When he was ready to die, he said, okay, I've finished my course. I've run the race. Now I'm ready to see what I was missing. Maybe he was really saying, I'm just really not that interested in what's here anymore. I want to come there. I'm confident that the deposit that I am now paying interest on is only tiny compared to the deposit that God wants to put into my life and into all of our lives. As we deepen our interest in Him, so that we ultimately come to the place where we are doing all things under the glory of God, where we see Him involved in everything and we won't be involved in anything that He's not involved in, where we're interested only in what the kingdom of God can produce in our lives and through our lives. When that's our deepest interest, then we will find that God can produce anywhere, everywhere, all the time. Not only will we discover that He can, but we will be expecting Him to. Amen. We will be expecting Him to produce. When I went last week to do a wedding in Sioux Falls, I was expecting God to produce something from that other than a marriage of two people. And He already has. When I send out the devotions over the internet, I expect God to produce something from it for people. That it's not just something that's sent out, but that it will. And He always does. Someone invariably sends a note about something that the Lord has shown them or spoken to them about. That has nothing to do with me. It has to do with Him and my interest in Him and my expectancy of Him making a deposit in people's lives. And that is the very thing for each and every one of our lives. The deeper our interest in Him, the deeper we go in Him, the more we should be expecting and in effect commanding the kingdom of God to flow out of that, to produce what only God can produce, because we have declared a high interest and He has made a huge deposit. There's nothing more important, than the manifestation of the kingdom of God, the acceleration of the revelation of the knowledge of God in your life, and that will flow to you just as deep as you are interested in it. Jesus literally said to the man, if you're interested, all things are possible. You don't believe anything that you're not interested in. You see, a lot of people will say, well, yes, I believe. How interested are you in it? I told my mother when we first came back to Highmore. She said, well, Roger, you were always a Christian. You always believed in God. I surely wasn't interested And because I was not interested, you couldn't have found very many people that would have found me guilty of believing in God. And you would have worked hard to find anybody that even thought that I had an interest in God. And once I really started believing and got really interested, you could have found a lot of people that said, "Why did you come here? Because he said so. You think I'd have chosen it?" I wasn't even trying to make a choice. I was just trying to get an idea. And I've loved his idea forever. And I'm interested. I'm interested in seeing what he has for your life. I'm interested in seeing what more he can do or produce through a little place in a little place. I'm interested in seeing God heal our nation. I'm interested in seeing people's lives transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, not to go to heaven, but to live in the kingdom of God. I'm interested in that. And the more interested I get, the more I will behold it, because the more I will call for it. The more I will eat and sleep and believe for it. What a way. Sounds like a good level of interest. We can live from one moment with God to the next. We can study His patterns for living and His rewards. We can practice His presence and rejoice at every opportunity to draw near Him. This says to God that we want what He has to offer. Open your arms wide and ask God to make a large deposit in your account today. His interest in you is enormous. What's your interest rate? Father in heaven, pour in, pour it on, pour it out, overflow it. We present ourselves to you, Lord. You said to us this morning, Judy, what did he say to us?
In this you bear fruit, that when you
give yourself to me.
In this you bear fruit, that you are mine.
Yes. In this you bear fruit when you give yourself to me. You are mine and I am yours. Lord, oh hallelujah. May we become as trees planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall be deeper and deeper and deeper in our interest in you. And we will see huge benefits from the deposit that you put in our lives. We declare this in the name of Jesus. Amen.